you know, the U.S. built the current international order after World War II, but at that time, our economy was half of the world's economy. So we were so strong, we could set the terms. Now other countries are getting richer, and we're living so far beyond our means. Isn't it inevitable that there's going to be some change in the international order that we created?
The position we had at the end of the Second World War was not sustainable, even with good financial policies, because it was going to be some other country, and a set of countries was going to rise. But a position of leadership of some kind was theoretically sustainable. At the end of the Second World War, we were predominant. It was beyond leadership. I would describe leadership when your capacities, militarily or economically and internally, produce answers to which other societies can orient themselves to their benefit. It's the second quality we have that has been declining in the United States, together with the financial situation, and partly for the reasons that Ray gives when confidence in leadership declines, and when a point is reached where the purpose of your country become a domestic issue, and when you have a significant segment of the population that is questioning the basic purposes, then you lose the capacity for sacrifice, and you lose the commitment to taking a broad view in which you're willing to sacrifice to some extent in the present for the sake of the future. And that is, to me, the challenge to American leadership today. The objective conditions are changing around the world, and the internal conditions in America about the nature of leadership have become seriously under attack.